four soldiers. He was one of four soldiers in a saloon somewhere after so many years it's hard to remember. That's what he says in any event, probably a dodge. The others cannot be located or accounted for, or so he says. A saloon in maybe Baltimore or Blackstone, maybe Glen Burnie or San Antonio. This was another world, existed before probably three-quarters of the people presently dwelling as best they can upon this earth were born. There was a dance floor, big enough for three couples, just off the end of the long bar and near the two booths at the back of the room. The usual jukebox, some of the songs that year were, and so to sleep again, I won't cry anymore, mixed emotions, and unforgettable, the last sighted, the only one to have survived. A blonde, a pale blue dress, reminiscent of something that he could not quite place, but it may well have been important. He was giving this blonde some story about being shipped out in the week to FECOM. La la, la la, la la. Then the pale blue dress presented him with another image of another girl at another bar. Okay, FECOM, oh yeah. The dress might have been a uniform, white, or an elegant sweater with tiny faux pearls in a flutely pattern on the bosom. The feel of ice-cold fur with a hint of clean, fresh perfume. Now, how to get this blonde girl with her small breasts and lovely hips away from the other girls and his three pals, Privates E2, blank, blank, and blank. She was a little drunk and he was telling her a lot of lies, and her pale blue dress was somehow responsible for the smell of ether and hospital meatloaf and cold, soggy carrots and peas. What the hell? Yeah, we'll be cutting our orders for Fort Ord in a couple of days, damn it. What a sorry-looking soldier he was. His khakis disgracefully wrinkled and stained with beer and whiskey and ketchup, his low quarters scuffed, his brass dull, his tie missing, his cap in his back pocket. He looked at his face suitably and bravely stricken. Honor first, yet apprehension and love. Love. He slid his dirty hand down the smooth fabric of her dress till it rested between the small of her back and her buttocks, and she tentatively pushed her thighs against it. But where could they go, for God's sake? A walk? A cup of coffee? A movie? Bowling? Then maybe what? They might well have been Wilmington, Delaware, for that matter. How come you didn't join the Navy if you, gee, don't like the Army? He told her in hesitant speech of his noble brother, nobly killed in action aboard the USS Portland in the Coral Sea, and how he'd promised their mother, an invalid now, that he'd never... Oh, he told her many things, many ingenious, lovely things. He had his hand on her thigh and could feel through her skirt where her garter clasped her stocking. He did not tell her they didn't mind the Army at all, that it was a place wherein you were safe in your head. But he dutifully pushed his groin against her belly, and she smiled at him, the lights from the jukebox flashing off the lenses of her glasses. Oh, how nice it would be to fuck her, all of her dress, her hair, her garters, and her glasses. She said that she really had to be getting home for supper. It was really getting late. Ah, he said. Okay. Soldiers often attempt to seduce women with announcements of their imminent dispatch into the jaws of death. It is an old and respected con, wholly understood by both soldiers and women. Welcome, Medical Replacement Training Center, 2nd Army, Fort Meade, Maryland. One of the soldiers in the saloon on that late September afternoon had his face and both arms blown off while in action with the 5th Regimental Combat Team on Hill 923, somewhere near Obongni Ridge, North Korea. Another died of multiple myeloma as a result of exposure to radiation during a nuclear exercise in White Sands, New Mexico, where he was sent with other troops of the 2nd Army to serve as part of a ground forces reaction operation. The 3rd returned to Germany, where he had been born to parents who were soon burned to crisps in an American incendiary raid in 1944. And our man, the dancer, after a short and unremarkable military career as a medical aid man, moved to California, where he immediately felt as an absolute stranger among strangers, who are themselves absolute strangers among strangers, in a state not meant for human habitation at home. One day he saw a Jody suit in faded blue denim in the window of a hip men's boutique in San Francisco. What about the girl in the blue dress? What was her name? The military occupational specialty, MOS, designation for medical aid men is 3666. During the Korean War, their mortality rate was just slightly lower than that of second lieutenants of infantry.